John Molinaro, Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter. John, thanks very much for being with us. Portugal and France tomorrow going it off. We try to handicap games. We all have fun with that kind of thing. But end of the day, France, as the home side, had to be one of the prohibitive favorites at this tournament. And John, you know, for the most part, I think a lot of people might argue they've been the most consistent side in the tournament, where Portugal has been anything but consistent, especially in barely qualifying out of the group stage.
Well, that's certainly true. But I would argue that Portugal, they've gotten results they've had to get. And while they haven't played the most, flamboyant or exciting football, it's been effective. And I think they've been full value for their wins. So I think it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow. Obviously, the French are the favorites because they're obviously the home side. And, they've been playing, as you said, the most consistent soccer in this tournament. But I don't underestimate Portugal, because defensively they've been excellent, very hard to break down. Not just from the back four, but from the whole team. They've been so incredibly well organized, and they've really kind of, been able to grind out wins. So I think it's kind of sets up quite nicely between two, polar opposites tomorrow.
What kind of game do you expect tomorrow from that, John? Because, what I just said about France and their consistency is one thing, but, the Germans were pretty frustrated, because I'm sure they can rightfully claim that they really, carried a great portion of the play, and they got the penalty call they needed, France got the penalty call it needed to kind of turn the momentum around in that game. But the Germans did a lot of good things. Sometimes, when you look at the results and you look behind the results a little bit more, are the French maybe they've peaked a little bit in this tournament? Maybe they played better soccer earlier than the tournament, and Portugal's going the other direction.
Maybe, but I still like France's chances, just because I think they've shown great maturity, and they've kind of grown in poise as the tournament has gone on. Beating a team the caliber of Germany, the reigning World Cup champions, it's not easy. And Germany, they own that first half. They were quite dominant, and yet it was the French who walked away with a 1-0 lead at the break. So, and then they were able to double their advantage soon thereafter. So I think it says a lot about the French resolve. They're just playing with great poise and great confidence right now, and I think that's going to be a major factor tomorrow.
John Molinaro with us, Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter. I'm Roger Lajoie. The final of Euro 2016 goes tomorrow. The host French side taking on Portugal. We talk about, star players and Ronaldo and other players and their legacy and how important it is to win. And, John, it's amazing. It doesn't matter what sport it is, even though it's a team sport, it's defined. We had the same discussion in the NBA, LeBron James, how important is it to win a third title? How important is it? We saw it with Messi, and the bitter disappointment of not being able to close out a recent championship on his end. How important is it for Ronaldo's legacy for Portugal to win, if not this championship, but another one before his career is all said and done, especially when you get to the final? It's a team game, but let's face it, he is the star.
Well, I'm probably in the vast minority on this, but I don't think it's important to his legacy at all. You're quite right. It's a team game. And, we're not talking about an NBA championship or a Stanley Cup that's played every year. We're talking about a European championship that's played every 4 years. Some great players have never won World Cups or European championships. I think of, the great Johan Cruyff, considered one of the greatest players of all time, never won a European championship, never won a World Cup. Some great players have never even played at the World Cup. The list of those players is long. So, yeah, I've always been one to think that it's quite unfair to label, especially in soccer, to label, guys as, not reaching that, that sort of elite class of players just because they haven't led their country to glory. It's so difficult. And I think the game has changed a lot now, whereas a lot of the focus is more on the club side, where, the Champions League has really become sort of the marquee event in the sport in many ways. The caliber of players in there oftentimes is much stronger than it is at a World Cup or European Championship, because you have the best players from all around the world playing it, which isn't always the case sometimes in these major international tournaments. So it's a long way of saying I don't think it I don't think if Portugal doesn't win, it doesn't affect his legacy at all. But again, I'm probably in the vast minority with that opinion.
Well, you know what? I would largely agree. I don't know so much in the case of Ronaldo, but I do see your point. And yes, and ultimately sometimes, I mean, let's face it. Well, I'll put it this way, and we'll move on and talk about the styles of this play. But so let's say they lose 5-4 and Ronaldo scores four goals. Does that change, or they win 1-0 and Ronaldo plays a terrible game? I mean, that enters into it as well. Sometimes, you know, in a team sport, you still have to define how much of a factor even the star player was in either the win or the loss. And John, that's where I'll side with you on that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, if Portugal doesn't win, then, you know, I suspect Ronaldo, whether right or wrong, is going to come in for a lot of fair criticism. It won't matter how well he's played or, you know, if you put the game on his back. It's ultimately a result of business, and unfortunately, I think we sometimes, focus, you know, squarely on that without sort of looking for the, you know, the nuance around games and kind of unfairly bury players. So yeah, I mean, as I said, I don't think tomorrow's outcome will have any impact on his legacy, but no question that I think if he does sort of lead Portugal to glory, then that'll convince a lot of people that he probably deserves to be mentioned among the very best in the world.
Well, there you have it. John Molinaro with us from Sportsnet. I'm Roger Lajoie. So we talked already a little bit about the style of play. Maybe set the table and the scenario for us, John. If France is going to win the game, how should this game unfold perfectly for them? And same case for Portugal in terms of what they'd like to see happen. And I guess a further aside to that, do you think the French, who have been very comfortable playing at home, now it's the final, now it's the championship, it's another level of pressure. Is home pitch that still big a factor when you get to the final game?
Well, to answer your second question, yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's really massive. And I think, you know, it's interesting because earlier in the tournament, it seemed like, you know, France was kind of not buckling under the pressure, but they just seemed kind of a little bit uncomfortable with all the attention. But as I mentioned earlier, they really seem to have grown in poise and maturity and have really sort of taken all the support of the French nation on their back. And they kind of understand within the larger context, you know, obviously they're playing to win a European championship, but they're also, you know, playing to unify a country that's gone under a lot of social and political upheaval in the last couple months. So, and they've dealt with that pressure beautifully. So I do think it's, you know, it's a big advantage for them. To answer your first question, I think France will probably go right at Portugal right from the opening whistle and really kind of put them under pressure, try to get a goal early, because that'll sort of help draw Portugal out of its defensive stature and posture. If they can get an early goal and, you know, and really kind of put Portugal under pressure early on, then I think that's a massive advantage for the French. And to counter that, I think Portugal is going to do what it's done and just stay defensively organized and try to frustrate the French for as long as they can and nick a goal when they can. The longer it stays nil-nil, then I think the more advantage it is to the Portuguese.
Oh, and we'll definitely see. And a final question, I guess, too, John. You know, when you look at it, it's interesting. You mentioned the Champions League and the significance of championships. One thing about it is that, you know, every country thinks differently, perhaps, of each individual competition and its relative importance. And, of course, the World Cup is the World Championship. But despite everything else, winning a European Championship is still a feather in the cap. And I think the pressure on both sides tomorrow to drive it home is going to be pronounced. And one thing we're finding here in Canada, which I think is absolutely fantastic, John, is we all knew that Toronto went crazy over the World Cup. The European Championships, I've been around several bars when the games have been on. It's absolutely fantastic how Canada is embracing this.
Yeah, it is really nice to see. You know, I think it's one of those events, much like the World Cup, that just sort of, you know, unifies, I think, sports fans. And that's the other interesting thing too. I mean, obviously hardcore soccer fans are interested in the event, but I think you get casual fans, you know, who aren't necessarily diehard soccer fans, but follow it on a peripheral level. They kind of really get into it, and for a month, they really become engrossed by the event and what it entails, and, you know, they start following teams and players, and they become emotionally invested. So that's why I think, you know, just from a Canadian perspective, tournaments like these are so special, because, you know, they make new fans out of people who don't necessarily follow the sport at close level.
Well, they'll certainly be watching tomorrow as France and Portugal play in the final of the European Championship. John Molinaro, Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter, joining us to chat about the match tonight. John, always appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and thanks so much.
No problem, Roger. You too.
That's John Molinaro. I certainly will enjoy that tomorrow. I look forward to that tomorrow afternoon.